Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 214. Street Fighter, it has begun.
You're crossing wires, man.
Street Fighter, 1994. December 23rd, 1994, to be exact.
Wow, Christmas movie, huh?
Yeah. Directed by Stephen E. D'Souza, which is, you may know him from such action films as 48 Hours, Commando, The Running Man, Die Hard, Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, these are movies he wrote. Dredd. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's got quite an accomplished little record there. Yeah, Street Fighter, based on... I like how it's based on Street Fighter 2. It's not based on Street Fighter. And, yeah, this was, like, heavily financed by Capcom. They put up almost all the money for it. So they had a lot of creative control, or could say yes or no on things. Some people think that's why it might have not turned out that great, because this is the first thing they're trying to do in a movie. Film was commercially successful with a worldwide box office approximately three times its production cost. Box office, $99.4 million, budget of $35
million.
Damn. I mean, commercially, and then it said they made a lot more off the home media, VHS, and other things, too. And it was also notable for, what's that guy's name, Julia?
Oh, Raul Julia?
Raul Julia's final theatrical performance as he died of a stroke 2 months before the film's release. The film is dedicated to his memory. And he had cancer while he was filming it. I think he said he wanted to do it for his kids. They love Street Fighter.
Which is cool. I like that.
Yeah. And why he doesn't do too many things in the movie. Stunts or... What else about this one? There's some weird thing. Oh, yeah, he was also... everyone said the movie is heralded as pretty bad. However, Julia's performance as M. Bison was singled out for widespread critical acclaim.
Sure.
Really. Really. Even a post... You know, a posthumous... How do you say that word? Posthumous? Posthumous. Mm-hmm. Nomination for Best Supporting Actor at the Saturn Awards.
What
Best
the
Supporting
fuck?
Actor. Raul Julia. Gaio! It's magnetism! They try to explain everything.
Oh
like
God.
Capcom is like, we don't want supernatural things in it. But they're in the game. But we don't want it in the movie. Okay? We want science. We believe in science here at Capcom. What? How do you explain Bison floating? It's magnetism, my friend. Have you ever heard of it? It's how the speed trains roll. He's all explaining it. Magnetism. And then who's going to play the American? The badass American. Well, who else? Jean-Claude Van Damme. The muscles from Brussels. Hey, my name is Dice. What the fuck's his name?
Guile.
Yeah. I'm Colonel Guile. Oh, man. So Colonel Guile and his group of ragtag Street Fighter. I don't play Street Fighter, okay? So I don't know the names of these guys, really, because they didn't give me a reason to know their names in the movie.
No.
Okay? I know Blanca. That's like the green guy, right? Honda. That's the fatty. That's the sumo. Slaps.
Chun-Li was one of my favorites, and then
I know Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue, Gabby or Gammy? Is it Gammy or Gabby? I think it's Gammy.
What was the guy with the fucking claws? He's
Vega.
A badass. Vega. I like his look.
Oh, Ken and Ryu. Those are probably the two most.
Yeah. And then the boxing guy who like has the shitty like. Little boxing gloves on the whole movie. It's just remember I'm him. What a! It's like there's like a children's play
like
boxing
a
set. They're just a piece of like like 90s wallet material. It was like Ninja Turtle wallet or something.
I had those when I was
knuckles.
Going.
You actually hurt your hand more wearing this piece of shit. Anyways, so he, I don't know, fucking Bison's doing bad shit. And
hostages.
Yeah, and he's recruits Ryu and Ken pretty much as kind of the plot of the movie to infiltrate this little fucking city, Shodor, a little Asian country, something like that. And there's some eclectic characters. When I was watching this, I kept thinking, like, Mortal Kombat came out the next year and was a lot better. Just a way better story, more gripping, and you want to watch it. Actually has some good fighting.
They have fights, yes. They can just fight each other.
Yeah. But this one reminded me of if Mortal Kombat is DC, it's gritty, it's realistic. Mm-hmm. This is Marvel. This is the Marvel version.
Yeah.
Of the, you know, it's just colorful. Everyone's camo suit is fucking baby blue for some mm-hmm. reason. What kind of, where are we fucking hiding? Everything's baby blue and purple and red. Yeah, they'll never see us coming in this. Yeah, the baby blue camo, dude. It's out there.
Injected it's humor that doesn't work at all. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of colorful and fun. It's such a train wreck that it's kind of entertaining. Not, and it came out the same year as Super Mario Brothers, and they wanted to, they said, we learned from Super Mario Brothers. They're like, not to just forcefully put things from the game in the movie. Some things from the game in the movie might be nice, though.
Yeah.
you might want to put some things in there. There's just little nods. I remember when Honda was slapping the guy. Ooh!
Yeah. Dude, Ryu does Hadouken and it just flashes white. I was like, what? He doesn't say it, but he does it. It's just like,
oh, yeah, God. He doesn't shoot anything. He just kind of does a hand thing, and it's like the Last Dragon. His hands light up as he hits him. But I think the director said, we just wanted a hint at the supernatural parts right now. We didn't want, and then in a sequel, we could explore them. Like, oh, got big plans here. And yeah, Sean Claude is, as the American, is great. With his dyed blonde hair.
Yeah.
That just, they could have went a couple shades lighter. It looks like when you bleached your hair as a kid and you didn't wait long enough. And didn't use the activators. Yep. It's just orange, really dark orange.
Oh, my God. Speaking of him, like I went to the trivia for this because I was watching him. Like, I need to know things about this movie. And as I was watching the movie, I was kind of scrolling through trivia. And apparently Van Damme barely showed up. He didn't remember his lines. He was fucking coked out. He was drunk. And, it kind of shows. Not that he's, like, stumbling in any of the lines, but you can tell he does not give a shit about this movie. Pretty rough.
Yeah, he was in a big coke binge, and I heard he was barely ever on set.
Yeah, he said, I think the trivia said, like, he was spending $10,000 of coke a week. It's like, holy fuck.
Yeah, first cut of this movie came back as an R, too. Like, what? What the fuck cut is that movie? And then it came back as a unacceptably high. After various cuts were made, according to Souza, a G rating was given, which was bumped to PG-13 with the addition of an expletive in post-production. Fuck. Shit. Bison. Yeah, but they said they learned from Super Mario Brothers. I don't feel it. And D'Souza stated that he did not want to make a generic martial arts movie. Maybe that's what you should have done. Yeah. Have some people fight in this goddamn thing. And he said he described the film as a cross between Star Wars, James Bond, and a war film. I don't know about any of that. The only I got James Bond from the boat at the end. It was very golden eye, I guess. Yeah. Like, I feel like they just took that boat and used it in another James Bond movie or something. That was a cool boat.
But activate camo, and it doesn't.
Yeah. Prepare to activate camo. He's got to flip a switch. Why don't you just activate it, dude? No, we got to prepare. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to be fucking invisible as shit? In our blue camo.
And he puts the tape in of his memory of his friend. They're having dinner. Remember that?
Charles. Who turns into Blanca. And they're was it was is this what I got? The scientist that made Blanca at the end was all fucked up from explosions and shit, and he was Indian or something, and he ended up having a chain around his neck, and he was bald from like burns. Was he supposed to be that fucking like floating Indian from Street Fighter? Is that how the origin story? Hello, like what the fuck? Really?
Yeah, because he has chains on. When he has hair and he's just a scientist, he does have chains on because he's technically like you know, being held captive to do work. But yeah
it's just a chain from his neck to his hands, so he could still do everything, and it served no purpose except to hinder his work. Just to let him know, hey, buddy, you're a slave, man. Don't you forget it. Let these chains be a remembrance, okay? They're figurative. It's not literal. You're not literally chained, but...
Oh, my God. That was stupid. And then you cut back at the end, and he's bald. You're like, all right, when did that happen?
Fire, man.
My head hurts.
Bison's trying to make genetically altered super soldiers to help the fight to win this fucking country. And this guy, he captures Guile's best friend to be the first one, and they stick him in a shitty, like, Van Damme was like 8 million of the budget, and then I think, Julia was another huge number to get him, and that was like a $35 million budget. That's a good portion of it gone, and then they have to get everybody else and all do all this shit. And so this is like a little plastic rickety tube with some wires glued to the outside to make it look technical, and little dials and things. So shitty. And it opens up. And they put the guy in there. And then like, prepare for the reprogramming. The bison. I love him. Ah, brother. I will rule the world with my super soldiers. Bring in the cart. It's like a cart of like bags of like Kool-Aid with things written on them. Danger, mutagen. Danger, radioactive. With these mutagens, no one can stop us. And the budget on this just get us a bag that says mutagen and some green Kool-Aid, a cart. And they put him in the tube, and they're like playing computer screens over his eyes. Not even like just making him watch shit, making him watch World War II movies and people dying and tsunamis and he's a fucking soldier. He's seen this shit, and he's like, no. it's like looking in a mirror. Oh, God, no. Don't make me force what I've done. Don't make me. Don't turn a mirror on what I've done as a soldier throughout my life. Oh. Oh my and they're like, God. What's wrong with him? He's unlike you, sir. He's not heartless. Oh, he will be. He will be. After the reprogramming. It's kind of like a Bane-ish bison voice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like just Julia's voice, too, when he's like, when he does the really big theatrical stuff on, like, the Addams Family. Mm-hmm. Brother! The Mamushka! When he's doing the, really projecting his voice, just the whole time. It's really good. Guile! Oh! Sees him on TV. Oh, I hate that man. One day I hope to engage in physical combat with him. That will be the day, my friends. God. It's so bad, but it's fun. It's colorful and fun. I don't remember like Mario being this fun.
Yeah. And
it was also shitty, but it's so ridiculous. They're making that bad guy. We're just jumping all over, but what the hell's his name? Baraka? Yeah. And then the budget on this fucking film, dude. Oh, yeah. Go watch Mortal Kombat. Look at Goro, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Goro. How badass he looks. oh, just breaking motherfuckers' backs and shit. We'll break you. It looks like a fucking disgusting worm. Fucking forearms. Fucking looking badass. And then we go to this. So it's just 1 year previous. Look inside the tube, and it's fucking Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk.
Yeah,
it's just a guy painted green, shittily green. You see the cracks and shit from the skin moving after he's painted, and he's got an orange wig on. No body mass added at all. And it's like, body mass increase, or muscle mass increase 72%. It's like, yes, his muscles are coming along fine. He will be a great specimen. And yeah, he's the same exact fucking size he was when he went in. What have I become? And he's just painted. Like, you can't give him a muscle suit or something, or at least you can't. Who gives a fuck? I don't remember what he looks like. Put a bigger, muscly guy in there afterwards.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
You know,
yeah, you can barely see
paint him. Yeah, it's terrible.
But I love how they end. They're like, they open the hostage tank and they're like, bring out the subject to kill all the. I'm like, that's your plan? That guy, the guy painted green, is going to come in here and kill all these hostages?
Kill them!
Sure.
He's like shorter than all of them. They're all picking on him. Hey, you little green fuck! Get out of here! You green fuck! You stupid looking bitch! Who's this fucking copperhead bastard coming in here?
Oh my god.
We don't like your green kind. Get out of here. When Guile fucking finds out about him, he goes, Charles, no. He goes to save him, gets him out. What have they done to you? No. I don't remember what he says. He's like, help me. And he's like, don't worry, I will help you. Fucking pulls a gun on his ass, sticks it to his head, and then they will pay big time.
Like 20 seconds.
Scientist comes up. No, please, don't kill him. He's a child. He's a green child. It's not his fault. He was forced to watch bad videos of tsunamis, kittens dying,
rape and murder.
And then what did he say? He knows the difference now between good and bad. He's just confused. Or some shit like that. He just doesn't remember. Oh, it's so ridiculous. No love interest, though. We don't get, you know, this might be the only Van Damme non-love scene movie, come to think of it.
Well, he does hit on Chun-Li at the end. That's as close as
And not even a kiss, though.
Yeah.
I thought he was about to kiss Kylie Minogue for a second when he grabbed her chin.
Oh, yeah, at the end.
And then fucking Chun-Li just, yes, I'll grant you that interview. And he just turns her around, looks at her ass, only if you wear that dress. And then it pans out a little bit. I'm like, the dress ain't even that good, bro. I can't even see nothing.
It's not really a revealing dress,
It's pretty modest for a Van Damme movie. Modest, actually. No fighting. I mean, there's barely any fucking fighting in this shit. We get, Ken and Ryu, keep calling him Ryu, I don't know. They're pretty shitty.
Yeah, pretty much wasted.
I think Ryu was a little better, but Ken was a little fucking stiff. Yeah, don't put them in their fucking natural clothes or anything till like 5 seconds and they kind of kick someone. Just tiny little fights.
Yeah, they have a fight against Vega and Sagat in the locker room, but I mean, it's pretty disposable.
Sagat's just an old guy with a patch. He's not fucking. He's not scary or formidable. Yeah. I used to be the best cage fighter.
Yeah. Okay.
Now he is. Okay. You don't look like it. You just get he's getting hit.
Oh my god.
He's got no depth perception anymore. Ah. Yeah, Vega. Didn't Vega have a fucked up face in the game, and that's why he wore the mask?
I don't know what the backstory is, but he definitely had a mask on in the game. I don't remember the mask ever coming off, but I haven't played that game in fucking forever.
I remember the animated movie, but I think the animated movie actually came out after this, which is actually
Yeah,
pretty
I think
good.
it was really good.
And his face was fucked up in that, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Or did it get fucked up in it? Anyways, but I thought it was weird. He's just a super pretty boy.
Yeah.
I am the Vega. He's like Italian or some shit. How are you with the snake on my body tattooed?
Dude, I was so annoyed when they're in the cage because it takes so fucking long. They just play to the crowd for like 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, we get it. And then the moment they're about ready to fight, the fight doesn't happen. I'm like, cool. Stupid.
Yeah, it's very strange. Street Fighter. No street fighting. There's guns. Shitty guns. People just
Yeah.
shooting off into the hills. not much to see there. Guile gets shot twice in the stomach. falls down to fake his death. And then Chung Li, I didn't grant you an interview when I was alive. What made you think I'd do it when I was dead? He gets up, pulls off the little squib protector. I don't know what squibs really look like underneath shirts, but I imagine not like this.
Not
He couldn't
yeah.
even, I mean, you probably got you got he had squibs to do the stunt, but you couldn't get a more realistic. It's just like a tiny piece of cardboard with two blood spots on it. Look at this.
Pretty convincing.
This is how we did it. Movie magic. And then the end, oh, there's another great part I loved when Guile, Colonel Guile is dead, and they have it on the news. Oh no! Like, aren't you happy? We think this is great. No, I'm mourning, for I wish to engage in combat with the man. And sadly, we'll never get to. It's just all
It's
this
like, all right.
shit. Ah, it would have been great. Yeah, then he's got the henchman that's the main one of the other main Mortal Kombat guy, or not Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter guys with the fucking mohawk. I don't remember his that
Zangief.
character's name. Yeah,
Zangief.
just the big
He's
he's
just
decent. He
stupid,
doesn't
yeah.
really say anything, but I mean, out of all the characters, he kind of looks the part. Honda looks the part too. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Chun Li. I like how Guile's got the little fake tattoo on his arm, and it's just barely, you barely see it. It's all
Yeah.
small. You could have made it bigger, could have made it brighter. It's just really lame. They didn't even do his hair up. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. That would look stupid. That would be stupid. Yeah, that would be stupid, right? Baby blue camel. But at the end, well, they show up. Oh yeah, I like it's just stupid shit. Guile shows up and he's got like the bison army and bison and bison army behind him, and Guile's like, oh, they're all have guns on him, and Guile pulls out a little knife, huh? And they're all like, oh, yeah. Looks at his knife. Yeah, it's a pretty nice knife, I guess, huh? And then looks behind him and sees all his baby blue camoed soldiers. Who I don't even know what these fucking soldiers are. They all have a U.S. fucking flag on their arm.
Yeah, no
They
idea.
never say who the fuck they are, but they got this weird fucking, I don't know, international Israeli looking uniform where it's like either light blue or light camo blue, and they got like little fucking rope tassels. Looks like some fucking, some weird Iraqi kind of weird shit. Don't look like no U.S. uniforms, but they all got U.S. flags, and they never really say who they are.
Which is weird because Guile in the game was wearing green, from what I remember, like green camo. I think he had like a green, like a forest green tank top and like
Yeah,
camo
right? Camo
pants, I think.
pants.
So I don't know why they went. I don't know why.
They
Cheaper
went
to do blue.
blue.
They stole from a different production. Hey, we got all these blue uniforms. We'll use them.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he shows up and what the fuck does he say? He says something about where's Bison? 'Cause he's a coward or something. I don't remember. I think
Yeah,
Bison's
there's
just
like
kind of
a he Bison does like some sort of intercom speech, and he's like, "Come out, you fucking coward!" And then he like shows up on a on another couch.
He's just on a rail. Just kind of very close by. Where were you? I was just all the way over there. In the speaker room. I was watching from that window.
Oh, my God.
Just very close. Hi, here I am. Oh, Bison, hello, how are you? It's great to finally meet you, Bison.
So stupid.
Everybody else leave. Go upstairs. I'm going to fight Bison in hand-to-hand combat. If I'm not back in 15 minutes, leave without me. No, you don't do it. That's what he wants. No. That's an order. Okay, let's go.
Stupid.
Yes, my troops as well. Go up top. Okay.
They leave. All right. Fine.
Finally, our combat.
Oh, my God.
And then I remember how it starts. Does he, like, jump to the rail he's on? Like, oh! Just, it's shitty fighting because Julia is, like, too sick, I think, to really do much. So it's all kind of back of him so they can get a stunt double while Van Damme does, like, one kick at a time.
Yeah.
Hurts him. And then they'll do, like, a Julia close-up, and they'll have Van Damme really close to him so they can get both faces in. And Julia will just really do moves like holding him against things. Yeah. Ah, you like that, you fucker? Holding you down. But that hurts you, doesn't it? Really weird shit.
Yeah, some of the choreography I noticed didn't even match. So, like, they would, like, in one shot, they would do a move. And then when we cut to the reverse or a different angle of that, it would be a completely different move. I was like, all right, this is where we're at. Not even matching.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to do, like, a fighting movie. I don't know why, and they don't want to talk about supernatural shit, but then some of the fight moves they have are, like, directly out of the game, but then they won't even acknowledge how that happens in real life. Like, I think it was Ken, he did that crazy spinning kick where it's like, you know, you just sit there in the air, woo!
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just one spin, though, but you can see he's just sitting there, leg out. Whoop! Yeah. Just like a, it just kicks him. I was like, oh, there it is. But they didn't even pull out to let you see it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really how it looks. It's just very tight on him, but you could tell it was a move. I'm like, that's fucking weird. If you're going to do it, pull out and have him on some strings and spin it.
Yeah, yeah, and show it. The other one that Ken has in the game is like this kind of really big uppercut. Mm-hmm. And he gives, I think it's Sagat in the locker room, the uppercut. But it's the most half-ass uppercut. And he, like, barely does a spin. And then he's just like, yeah. I'm like, was that supposed to be the move? Because you're trying to sell it as the move. But what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Lazy-ass shit.
Yeah, then, yeah, we just get a little more with Bison. And I think he, at what point? I think he beats him, right?
Yeah, he, like, kicks him into a console and, like, gets electrocuted and
And then I'm half dead. Bison's fully dead. And I think he comes back. I don't even remember. I was like, yeah, god damn, when is this gonna end? I was like, I'm ready for this. Let's wrap it up.
It was so confusing because it would cut to a monitor and it would be like beep beep flatline. Let's restart his heart, and you cut to Bison, you see his suit go boop boop. I was like, what the fuck? And it was like, injecting adrenaline. I'm like, where is he getting adrenaline from? And then he just has superpowers when he gets back up.
Yeah, he's just like Bane. Ooh! He just got injected. Venom! Yeah, then he's got his robe fucking magnet boots. He just floats towards him like Jesus or something. Oh my god, how are you doing this? Magnetism, my friend! I just love it. The same way my little fucking my little Nintendo Bowser craft works. Yeah. Looking like Bowser. A little propeller underneath. I'll get you, Mario.
They should have used that. And it has a controller and buttons on the console.
Yeah, that looks like Street Fighter. Yeah. It's a callback.
Oh my god.
It's an Easter egg for all our fans. Oh my god, that's the game. It's the only part from the movie that's related to the game. Yeah, and he defeats him again. I don't remember how, but he does it. And then they're all outside. Oh man, I miss Guile. We shouldn't have left him in there. He asked us to. It was the right thing to do. And then the boxing guy, the why does it feel so wrong? This shitty fucking tank top.
Oh my god.
His clothes look like out of place. Everyone knows, I think it's the uniforms they spent some money on. This guy just got put in like the cheapest like Halloween, 90s Halloween costume material shirt and shorts.
Yeah. With
the Halloween costume clothes. Why do I feel so bad? I'm sad about it. He comes out of the smoke and debris. Why does everyone look so sad? There's some shit like that. Yeah. I'll give you the interview. Grabs what's her name's chin. Were you crying? Tear gas. It was just tear gas. Anyways, and oh yeah, then I love. Then they all going to pose. Dun 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 dun. Street Fighter.
Oh my god!
I didn't stick around. I think there's a post credit scene in some versions that has Julia and Bison coming back to life.
His hand comes up out of the rubble.
Did you watch? I was out.
As soon as I turned it off to you, but I do remember as a kid, that was how, after the post credits.
I wasn't a fan of Street Fighter back in the day. It was totally Team Mortal Kombat. And when I picked a team, I really picked it. So I didn't fuck around with Street Fighter. So I wasn't a fan of this movie, even though I loved Van Damme. I think I watched it once as a kid and really was like, yeah, this sucks. I was just disappointed. There's no fighting in this. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So I didn't give it much attention after that. And so I was pretty new watching it right now. I'd only fully seen it as a kid and tiny bits and pieces throughout the years. So it felt pretty new watching it. Yeah, it's not very good. It's colorful and different, and it is kind of fun. It's ridiculous reimaginings, and it's inability to get the source material, yet I don't know, come pretty close with some of the looks of things, and it's just, it's all over the place. The only other video game movie that came out before it was Mario, I think, and it was better than that.
Double Dragon was somewhere in there. I don't know when it was. It was definitely.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember when that was.
I remember that one being terrible too, though. That fucking kid from like fucking Party of Five, was that one of the guys?
Yeah. Double Dragon, 1994, so the same year.
So obviously before it, because this came out in December. Yeah, both suck, and both similar. They both the two karate guys with the geese. Except you know, one's blue, one's red, and ours one's red and one's white. Hell yeah! All
holy right. Shit, Robert Patrick is in Double Dragon.
Yeah, he was a bad guy. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know if you can see. He has bleach blonde hair and a little...
Yeah. He looks more like Guile than Guile. He looks more like Guile than Van Damme does.
Dude, that's awesome. That's good shit.
I don't know. For this one, it's so bad, it's good. It's fun. I don't know if I'm going to be checking it out very often, but for what it is, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and definitely worth a watch. If you've never seen this shit show, watch this in Mortal Kombat and see, who the fuck decided to do it like this? Yeah, for me, I don't know, 5.3? It's watchable. I got to put it low enough. It is bad. But there's something about it. There's some kind of charm just having Van Damme in it, and it's so 90s, too. Everything screams 90s production value and, like, color gamut, and there's something I like about it. I can't place it. It's so weird. Yeah, 5.2, I think, too. 5.2.
Yeah, this movie is pretty fucking rough. I actually watched this a lot as a kid. I was a pretty big Street Fighter fan and Mortal Kombat. I liked both. But yeah, we were both Van Damme fans growing up, so I watched all of his shit, so I watched this quite a bit. I haven't seen this movie as an adult, but yeah, pretty bad, pretty fucking bad. The story is nonsense. I don't even know if we should judge the movie by, like, normal movie standards, because... I don't even know what to say. Like, it fails in every fucking metric. But you are right, and like it is one of those movies that's so bad it's good. It's so fucking comical. There's that moment in the climax where Bison's like, "Bring me Blanca, raise the cryo chamber," and then all these spikes come up that lead to the chamber, and the chamber opens up, and then fucking guy launches 20 yards from the fucking cryo chamber and kicks him in the head, like shit like that. Fucking hilarious. It makes no sense. It's like they couldn't decide whether they wanted this to be grounded or not, so it's kind of this in between, like things are not grounded but they're grounded. I think I caught them saying $20 million and $20 billion. I couldn't tell if the movie could make up the mind whether it was billion, yeah, billion, because I heard people say million. I've heard people say billion. So there's like little, yeah, things like that. It's fucking hilarious. But no, not a good movie. We're only a point apart today. I was coming in with a 4.2, so we're only a point away. But yeah, this one's pretty rough. When I went to look for this, it was either $3.99 to rent or $4.99 to buy it. I'm like, well, I might as well just spend the extra dollar and own it. So now I own this awful movie that I probably never watch again.
Oh no, you paid for it?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's on Netflix.
It is?
Yeah, bro. That's why I fucking picked it.
God damn it. I didn't know.
You gotta search first, buddy.
Oh, I got Jesus scammed.
Christ.
God damn it.
$5 in.
At least it was only $5. At least it was only $5.
Oh no. Oh no. Yeah, oh no. I heard it. Yeah, when I searched for it, I was like, oh God, what are you searching for? I was looking through Netflix and it was on the About to Leave. I was like, I didn't even know it was on there. So yeah, let's check it out before it leaves. It's about to leave Netflix, so thank God you got it purchased. Now you're locked in for the foreseeable future.
But yeah, it's so baffling to me, like us being fans. Yeah, we're both fans of Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's not a perfect movie by any means, but like it's still an entertaining. But at least that movie has, you know, Scorpion versus Johnny Cage, Liu Kang versus Sub-Zero, Sonya versus Kano, fucking Goro versus Johnny Cage. Like, there are actual fights in that movie, despite that movie's flaws. At least they got that part right. And this movie, they kind of fight each other in, like, the last 20 minutes. So I'm just like, this is just so fucking... Like, most of this movie is just story padding with no action. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just kind of... It's yeah, pretty rough.
Yep, 4.2, 5.2. Go check it out. It's leaving Netflix soon. I don't know when. I don't like it when they do that. Soon. What does that fucking mean, dude?
Sorry, go ahead.
First of the month?
Every first of the month they redo thing. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was worried. I was like, soon. It's like, what if I tell him Street Fighter and he goes, and tomorrow I go to watch it and it's not on there? What do you mean? Tomorrow? When? When do we have? How much time do we have? Put a timer on it.
Well, luckily it's $4.99. You can buy it.
Yeah.
You can own it.
I can't believe that. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I mean, it's $5, whatever.
4.2, 5.2. Check it out on Netflix as of right now. You can buy it. It could be all yours for, you know, two easy payments of $1.99. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it. As always, check us out on Apple Music. What do they call that? Apple?
I think it's Apple Music, yeah.
Apple Music, Apple Spotify.
Podcast, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, we had a couple names. iPod things. You have an iPod? Do you want one? And then always here on YouTube, we appreciate having you every Sunday. I wish somebody put up freaking Mario Brothers. I'd like to watch that. That's like nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Weren't they going to release it physically for the first time? Did I read that? Did you share
right. something like that,
with us in the chat of like Mario?
I need to get that because it's lost in time. I'm pretty sure you can watch it on YouTube, like a shitty, you know, rip or something. But I want a high quality one. You know, impossible, improbable, never impossible, Mario. Come on, Mario, you know that. I want that shit. Yoshi is a real fucking raptor. Hell yeah.
A little dinosaur. Yeah. Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, as Koopa or Bowser.
Bowser, yeah, Bowser.
Anyways, thanks for coming by. We appreciate you guys. Please like and subscribe. Please check us out wherever you do your podcasts. We'd love having you. And thanks for coming by. Till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.